welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In the last couple of years, we featured UK Ag Engineering Professor Michael Sama, who's involved with UK work on UAS, unmanned aerial systems, or drones, as they're exploring UAS use in agriculture. He says the recent FAA release of UAS rules is a big deal.
Yeah, if they go to the FAA.gov website, they can pull up the rules. It's about 600 pages, so it's a pretty big set of rules. But they do have a summary that kind of highlights the most important things, like visual line of sight and 400 feet and less than 100 miles an hour and all that kind of stuff. Probably the most important thing for producers, if they're looking to get into this, is that there's actually some rules for operators. And so you're going to have to get kind of a UAS certificate or some type of pilot license to fly a UAS legally.
One rule requires the operator to be in line of sight of the craft as he's flying it.
Usually what we do when we have situations where the person that's actually in command of the plane is not going to be able to see it is we stage observers across the field so an observer can actually view it and you can be in radio communication. So you can send a team out and cover your entire field. But that's probably going to be one of the biggest limitations, I think, in ag right now is that visual line of sight rule.
Generally, the craft will have a maximum flight ceiling of 400 feet, and there are rules on flying over people.
You're not supposed to fly over people that aren't part of the mission that you're flying, so you can't really fly over the general public or crowded areas. But if you have workers in the field and they know what's going on, it shouldn't be a problem.
Generally, he's glad FAA finally released the rules, so everyone now knows how to proceed. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
From scouting crops and farm fields to keeping up with livestock, unmanned aerial systems will have some handy ag applications. UK ag engineer Michael Sama feels there will be some adjustments for farmers, but the FFA rules will be workable.
I think so. I mean, I think it's worth their while to go and at least glance over the rules and see what they need to do to make sure that they're doing it legally. Like I said, it's going to be easier to do that as time comes on. You know, after August, once the rules are fully in place and there's a process for getting certified as a pilot, it's no problem. But I think, you know, more and more information will be available, too, in terms of what needs to happen. Up to this point, it was a lot of just talking to people and figuring out what's going on and not really getting a formal idea of what needs to happen. So I think time has gone along. It's gotten a lot more formal.
For the rules, you can go online to FAA.org. In a few days, we'll have another report featuring Michael Sama on some progress in their UAS research work currently underway. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.